This is a moment to reflect on trusting Christ's doctrine as Elder Evan A. Schmutz examines daily actions that show our constant devotion.
How would intentionally trusting the doctrine of Christ change the way we live our lives? If we trust the doctrine of Christ, we will trust Christ enough to live by His every word. We will make a lifelong study of Jesus Christ, His ministry, His teachings, His infinite atonement, including His glorious resurrection. We will study His promises and the conditions upon which those promises are given. As we study, we will be filled with greater love for the Lord. If we trust the doctrine of Christ, we will approach our Heavenly Father every day in humble, secret prayer, where we can express gratitude for the gift of His Son and for all of our blessings. We can pray for the revelatory companionship of the Holy Ghost, pray to align our will with His, to reflect upon our covenants and renew a commitment to keep them. We can pray to sustain and express love for our prophets, seers, and revelators, to pray for the cleansing power of forgiveness and for the strength to resist temptation. I invite you to make prayer a priority in your life, seeking each day to improve your communication with God. If we trust the doctrine of Christ, we will set aside the shiny things of the world so that we can focus on the Redeemer of the world. We will limit or eliminate time spent on social media, digital games, wasteful, excessive, or inappropriate entertainment, the allure of this world's treasures and vanities, and any other activities that give place to the false traditions and misguided philosophies of men. It is only in Christ we find truth and lasting fulfillment. Sincere repentance will become a joyful part of our lives, both to be forgiven for sin and to be changed in the image of Christ. Repentance with faith in Christ gives us access to the atonement of Christ. President Dallin H. Oaks has taught that when the Savior forgives, He does more than cleanse us from sin, He also gives us new strength, end quote. Each one of us needs this strength to fulfill the eternal purpose of our lives. In Jesus and His doctrine, we find strength. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that this is my doctrine, and whoso buildeth upon this buildeth upon my rock, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against them."
That was an excerpt from Elder Evan A. Schmutz's talk, Trusting the Doctrine of Christ. This is a moment to reflect.